with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears broadcasting live this morning from a little different location. We are at the Marion County Fair this morning. Holy mackerel. So no phone calls this morning, but you can get in touch with us via the Facebook page or email. But we are out here, Marion County Fairgrounds, 176th, I believe, edition of the Marion County Fair, although I do not know that to be sure because Matt's got the book. It's no longer on the table, but we'll find out eventually as the morning goes along here. It is a balmy morning here at the Marion County Fair. Balmy, going to be a very, very, very hot week. Temperatures in the 90s, but that does not stop the fair. And in the background, I think you can hear the sheep and maybe even some of the cows because we are positioned right outside the sheep barn where we have been the last 2 years. This is our third year at this location. We'll be broadcasting every morning from this location, 8 to 10 a.m., and then every night from 7 till 8 p.m., and this is all brought to you by the good people at Poet. So we thank them very, very much for partaking in our broadcast of the Marion County Fair. All right, Matt, so is it the 176th Marion County Fair?
The book does not say, so...
The book does not say. Well, I know what last year was some kind of seminal year. It was either 175th or 75th or something because they showed the old movie back home in Indiana. So I know it was the 175th or 75th or something like that. So this year's something.
Sounds good enough. Yeah, I'd go along with that.
Well, if anybody knows, shoot me a message on Facebook and hopefully we can figure out what year this is of the Marion County Fair. It doesn't seem like it would be around 175 years. That seems like a long time, but I guess it's possible.
I mean, I don't know. That sounds about right, I think, I guess.
Well, you're up and early on time here this morning, but you love the Marion County Fair.
I do like the fair, yes. The fair is very, very nice.
Now, I do want to let people know, if they're listening out there this morning, that we are using a new method of broadcasting here this year. Always introducing new ways to make this broadcast better. So if we're sounding better and good this year, or good and better, however you want to put it, send us a message on Facebook. Let us know how we're sounding out here this morning as we are in the picnic pavilion on a balmy Monday morning.
You know, I'm just watching this girl across the way from us try to, I don't know exactly what she's doing, but she's just like manhandling this sheep.
All right, I'm going to look to our good engineer who got up early this morning. Are we sounding good and clear as a bell? I certainly hope so. That's one of those things that is always worthwhile to check, to be sure. Well, there's a question of it maybe at this particular point. I hope we're up and sounding clear as a bell here this morning at the Marion County Fair. It is a Monday morning. Monday as we're kicking off everything here. Yeah, sounds like we are. Well, as long as you're sounding okay. Well, Matt, why don't you run down the week of activities here at the Marion County Fair? That's always important to do.
Today, on the 29th, is Senior Citizens Day. Senior citizens get in 55 and older between 8 and noon. So it says 55 and up, but, you know, I doubt they're checking IDs. So you might be able to sneak your way in. That's just the fair office being open. Let's see. So there's rabbit showmanship at 9 a.m. in the Evers Arena, I guess north. I didn't know there were multiples. There's also an open sheep show at 9 in Evers Arena south. Maybe they're the same building, just different portions. I do not know. There's a sheep showmanship at 11 a.m. at the Evers Arena south as well. Harness racing's pretty popular in the grandstands at 11 a.m. Bred-born raised market lamb. Don't know what that is 100%, but, 1:30, Evers Arena South. 4-H Recognition and Project Awards. If you have anybody in 4-H, I suppose you would probably want to end up there. That's at the Coliseum. There's a Fair Royalty Coronation at the Coliseum as well. That is at 3 o'clock. By the way, I don't know if I mentioned the 4-H Recognition at 2. Rides open at 3 p.m. And apparently there's special interest project auctions. Oh, that's for entry forms. Oh, I see. Well, if you're going to have anything in that auction, entry forms are due by 4 p.m. Today. And they have a Market Swine show at 5 p.m. in the Evers Arena South. And at 7 p.m., they have Tough Truck in the grandstands.
And that's the day number 2 of the Marion County Fair. Now, this year, they did a little something different. They opened a day early. They opened on Sunday. Now, I don't think the rides were open yesterday. So that's a whole different twist from what they have done in the past. Now, don't forget, we will be broadcasting live tonight from 7:15 to 8 p.m. So we'll be on, thanks to Poet, our special sponsor here at the Marion County Fair. Now, Mary's listening out there this morning, and Mary says, everything sounds perfect. So that's exactly what you want. See, Matt, earlier on I said we upgraded this year, and you said you never want to upgrade, and now we've gotten from sounds okay to perfect.
That's not what I said. I said, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. You know, what would you have done if this was just like, you know, the worst quality of the fair you ever had, but last year, you know, we were like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Went back to the last way.
Well, then you would have had to suffer through this for you know, 2 hours.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have went the whole 2 hours like this. I've got plan B here. You always have a plan B in broadcasting.
I think I know what plan B is.
Yes, but plan A is working, so we really don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, you know, it worked out, I guess.
It always is better to operate off a microphone. It just is better. There's so much going on here. If you were here, you would hear the sheep baying very loudly. But I doubt you hear that very much at home. Is anybody out there who listening? Are you hearing the sheep in the background? Can you hear that strong? I don't know exactly what you can hear as opposed to what I can hear from being here at the fair.
Well, I mean, you know, the fair is certainly loud. The fair is loud, you know, all day. You know, you got the sheep and the cows and, you know, all the livestock, and you know, and when the people start coming in, it only gets louder.
Yeah, I don't even think they can hear the sheep because of the microphone this year. But here we are. Now, again, I don't know what year of the fair this is, but everything looks good this year. Everybody looks happy. Everybody looks like things are going to go down that are going to be of a positive nature. And what is the grandstand entertainment this year? Tonight?
Tough Truck.
Now, what is that?
I don't know, honestly. I couldn't tell you. I don't know what Tough Truck is. I could do a quick Google search. Well, we could find out for them.
You know what's interesting? This year is a state year, state political year at the Marion County Fair. And when you have a state political year, a lot of the statewide candidates like to show up at the Marion County Fair. So the question will be, who will show up this week? Now, the Republican tent is just across the way from us here, as it always is every year.
Yes, you know, I was walking down the midway there to see what all I could find, but there's nothing open right now, so I don't really know what is here. I'd assume Buckeye Guy's here. That's, I guess, who I was looking for, but, you know, all of the tents closed look just like all the other tents.
He probably doesn't get up this early.
Well, I figure he's not up yet, but I figured I'd, you know, be able to find him somehow, I guess.
You know, I'll tell you, the fair is really apple pie and Americana and that sort of thing. You know, people like to get out in the dirt.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a county fair.
I'm not a big fan of getting out in the dirt, but some people are.
I like getting out in the dirt. You ever go like mud running or anything like that?
No.
It's good stuff. You should give it a try sometime. Sometimes we would get on quads, and after it, like, you know, like a torrential downpour, and it was like muddy out back in the woods, and then we just go tear up the woods and sling mud all over the place, and then you gotta go inside and take a shower because you're, you know, covered in mud.
Is it good to tear up the woods? That doesn't sound like a good thing to do.
It depends on who you are. You see, like my grandma and grandpa on my mom's side, they like their woods pretty well kept. So we do not do it over there, but my grandma and grandpa, their house at the other on the other side of my family, on my dad's side, they don't really care. So, you know, they got all kinds of like potholes and rivets and things, or you know, divots and things back there from us taking the quads through the woods.
Well, that's very interesting as time goes along here. Now, there was something on my mind there a second ago about the fair, and I don't know why it just popped out of my head. Oh, I know what it is. The 250th anniversary of the country is this year. This coming Saturday, July 4th, I think the fair is talking a lot about that because we love to celebrate America. What are your feelings on the 250th anniversary of this country?
Well, 250 is pretty good, I guess. You know, I mean, I guess I was going to say a long time, but it's not really a long time when you think about it, I guess. I mean, there are businesses that have been around longer than the United States has been a country. So I think that's rather interesting. But you know, it's not looking so great as of the 250th. But I think we could fix it.
So you think that the country is not in the best of shape? What makes you think that?
Well, I wonder. Let's see. I mean, I've been talking on my show about the Trump administration and things like that. I mean, I think they're pretty good and well. Don't know what they're doing. In my opinion, at least. I mean, if you like what they got going on, then by all means, you know, that's your guy, I suppose. But I think that, you know, it's not looking great as far as that goes. And even with things like you know, RFK in charge of Health and Human Services. Like, you know, he fired, I think there's like a 15-member vaccine board, if I remember correctly, 15. He fired all of them and put on anti-vaxxers. So now there's a whole bunch of, there's a vaccine, a board, you know, the board that's supposed to recommend vaccines and things, that's now full of anti-vaxxers. So let's see how many vaccines they recommend. You know, like, they did a whole revamp to science in the United, well, it hasn't passed yet, but they're going to do a whole revamp to science in the United States. I don't think that's going to be any good because it gives the administration, or people within the administration, not the administration directly, the ability to choose who gets the grants for what research and things like that. So it's not looking like it's going to be great.
Well, nobody's perfect, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, that's right. Nobody's perfect, but some, you know, some people are more perfect than others, you know. And I think this one has to be one of the most not perfect that there's been.
Yeah, but you know, I like to be positive, especially now we're here at the fair, and you know, the Christian Pearson called in on Saturday night from the Great American County Fair in Washington, D.C. He was right down there. And it's not apparently the event it's all cracked up to be.
There's not as many people, or what's up with that?
Not as many people. The whole thing is just, you know, they lost power. Booths are empty. You know, people have backed out performing. It's just Lee Greenwood and Donald Trump at this point, I think.
Hey, I'd go see Lee Greenwood in concert. Well, there are two Lee Greenwood songs that I like, and if he played both of them, I'd be happy. He plays God Bless the USA. That's a good song, even though, you know, Trump has made it like his, you know, his campaign music, I suppose, his propaganda. But and then he's also got I think he sings the Star Spangled Banner, now that I think about it. He's one of the, I mean, there's like a billion renditions, but and I can't think of the third song, so maybe, you know, but it's a good song nonetheless. I have a playlist called Patriotic Music, or I think it's just called, yeah, it's called Our Flag Still Flies, and it's just a whole bunch of patriotic music, and, yeah, and there's just, I got, like, three of his songs in there.
Now, what are the other Lee Greenwood songs? I mean, I know the God Bless the USA song, but I don't know anything else he does.
Well, let's look here. He's got God Bless the USA. That's hilarious. So, he's got, Spotify does a top 10, okay, and the top 10 is God Bless the USA, God Bless the USA, God Bless the USA, IOU, God Bless America, Star Spangled Banner, Battle Hymn of the Republic's the third one, oh no, America the Beautiful, I guess I know both of those, but he's got the Battle Hymn of the Republic, America the Beautiful, Dixie Road, and This Is Your Land. Those are his top 10, even though four of them are the same song.
Well, see, that's not really a lot of versatility, is it? I don't hear a lot of versatility in that playlist.
It's all patriotic music.
Well, it is patriotic music, but to me it doesn't seem like there's a lot of, as I say, versatility. I think you'd want some versatility in your music as you go along down the road. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people don't like versatility.
I mean, I think patriotism sells pretty well. I mean, I think you could get Lee Greenwood to do a concert of just, you know, patriotic music, and I think that you know, he'd probably make a killing off of that.
Well, not anymore, I don't think. I think people are upset with him. Rather upset.
I'd go see Lee Greenwood in concert.
Well, I mean, I think it's okay to see Lee Greenwood in concert. I just think that at this particular point, he is not the most popular man on the face of God's green earth. Now, he did perform at the Marian Palace Theater years ago, and I did interview him while he was there, so I remember that very well. But other than that, I don't think there's a big hubbub with Lee Greenwood.
How'd that go?
He was okay, I think. We did talk a little bit about politics, but it wasn't anything gigantic.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, maybe Donald Trump just, like, you know, tickled something in his brain.
Yeah, his wallet.
You think Donald Trump just paid him?
Well, I think he gets paid for these rallies, and he was not in great demand prior to these rallies, so I imagine that doing all these rallies and getting a nice paycheck for all of them is probably a big thing for him. He also wasn't playing the big rooms, and now to do the Great American County Fair probably is very big for him.
I mean, I'm sure he gets paid to play. I don't know. I don't know what all he gets. Do you get paid to perform at rallies? I
think you probably would.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I guess I was just under the impression they were just like, yeah, I got you. And then they were just gonna like, do some music at your thing.
You know, Mitt Romney used to take the Oak Ridge Boys with him out. And we saw the Oak Ridge Boys live here in Marion with Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, 2020 presidential campaign, right over there in the Coliseum.
I think the only Oak Ridge Boys song I know is Elvira.
Oh, they had a lot of them.
I'm sure they got a lot of them, but I mean, the only one I can think of, at least, is Elvira.
Well, I think one of the Oak Ridge Boys now is dead. So the, I think they still tour, but one is not in the best condition anymore.
Well, you know, there are bands that do that. I mean, like, I don't know, Alice in Chains still tours, even though Lane Staley's dead.
You know what I'm always amazed at the fair about? A lot of people bring their golf carts out here. And some of these golf carts are very, very, very souped up.
I mean, if I rode my golf cart around all over the place, I'd probably soup it up too. I like to go fast. I will not lie to you. You know, if I could make a golf cart that went like 120, I'd probably do it.
I just think that's interesting. How would you say that golf cart over there, just about 20 feet from us, is decked out?
Well, I mean, it's got leather seats. I don't know that most golf carts have leather seats. I mean, at least it looks like it's leather. It might be, you know, faux leather. But they've also got, like, I guess rims. They put rims on it. Red and silver rims. The seats are red and black. The whole golf cart's red. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know how well it runs, but it looks nice.
You know, I'm also very excited because, as you know, the pie auction will take place this Friday. And on Friday morning, we will have exclusive access to the pies, as we do every year, starting at 10:15. I think it's 9:15 in the morning that we start access with the pies. And we have access with the pies from 9:15 until 11 a.m. And then we come back here and cover the pie auction at 3 that day. And that is always a humdinger of an event.
Cow fit his head through the rope and you put it back in. You know, animals are interesting kinds of things.
You know, I was talking about the pie auction.
Yeah. I mean, the pie auction's good. I mean, like, the first year we went, I put together an average of an average pie cost and how many costs were sold. And, you know, the top paying pie, the lowest paying pie, you know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's always good, yeah.
You know, I have a prediction this year that we'll see if it comes true. I have said I believe that Vivek Ramaswamy will appear at this Marion County Fair.
I can believe it.
Yeah, but that's a big appearance when you think about it. This man's running for governor. This man is a celebrity of some note. He's run for president. If he hits this midway, you are going to have people everywhere.
Yeah, I think that's likely. I mean, you know, Ramaswamy's not... I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ramaswamy's, you know, not an...
You want to take me up on that bet?
I mean, no, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if he came to the fair. I don't know if I mean maybe if you were betting that like you know Amy Acton was coming to the fair, I might have to take you up on a bet like that.
You know, here's what I believe. I believe Vivek Ramaswamy has to win in these rural counties. He's got to run up the vote to 70%. So he's got to make himself. What do they say about him? He's a billionaire. He's Mr. Flyover. He is not with the people. So he's got to get out here in the mud, in the dirt, in the manure, and he's got to say, "I'm a man of the people." He's got to play skee ball, and he's got to throw balloons and eat gyros and all kinds of things.
You're telling me if you had a private jet and you were running for governor, you wouldn't be using that private jet to zip around all over the state to campaign faster?
But people don't like that. When your opponent's using that, you got to show that you're willing to get out in the mud, and she's not.
I mean, I think, right, yeah, I mean,
then you can't say, oh, Vivek Ramaswamy flying over, Mr. Billionaire. If he's out here in the mud of the Marion County Fair shaking hands, there you go.
I mean, I think it'd be good for Ramaswamy. I think it'd be good for Amy Acton. You know, Amy Acton's either got to steal some votes from Ramaswamy or she's got to, she's got to steal votes from Ramaswamy, or I don't think she's going to, I don't think she's got a lot of support in the rural areas. I think she needs to garner some support in the rural areas to have, I mean, she doesn't need to win all, like, rural counties per se, but she needs to have some voters over there.
Well, I certainly don't know if we'll see Amy Acton here at the Marion County Fair. Now, I do want to let people know, 32 minutes past 8 o'clock on this first day of the Marion County Fair. We'll be here through 10 o'clock this morning doing the morning show. We thank Poet, our sponsor, for having us here. We'll have guests throughout the week. I believe I'm hearing rumblings that Terry Tackett might be here one morning to join us. I believe I'm hearing rumblings he might be here one night as well. I believe Linda Sims could appear at some point this week. And a whole slew of other people. You never know who's going to appear at the Marion County Fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know who's going to be here that you didn't invite that you just know. I mean, there's all kinds of people here. You see people you know all the time.
Now, we have had issues with queens in the past. What do you think that's all about?
I don't know, really. I mean, there are fair queens from other counties that come to the Marion County Fair and wear their sashes, and they all interview just fine. You know, they you know, you ask them if they want to be interviewed, and they're like, yeah, you know. But I don't know, the Marion Fair queens, they don't like it for some reason. They all have passed, I do believe, all but maybe one of them.
You know, I just looked over at the Republican tent, which is behind us, and I see a Vivek sign right out there in front.
Yes. I mean, that's good, I guess. You know, that's what you want to do. I think that it's unfortunate that the Democrats don't have a tent. I think that was probably a mistake on their part.
Well, that might be leftover residual from years in the past.
I mean, maybe, but I think that having a booth at the fair is better than not having a booth at the fair.
Well, we can only speculate on to what happened there.
I think I got a pretty good guess.
Well, how do you think it hurts them on the whole?
Well, you got to go out and talk to people, and you got to, and if you want statewide candidates to come, you got to have somewhere for the statewide candidates to go. And I would assume that you'd want to have some people at the booth. That way that you can have some kind of like little Democratic rally over by the Democratic tent. But there's not a Democratic tent. Kent's going to be here, but Kent doesn't have a tent. So, I mean, I don't really know, like, well, I guess he's just going to be walking around. I don't really know, like, where he's supposed to go.
I don't know. Humidity out here. You can see it on the cups. But that's the fair. Now, it is a little overcast today. I don't think it's supposed to rain today, to my knowledge. But it is a little overcast here from the Marion County Fair.
Overcast is good. I don't mind rain so long as it doesn't like pour down rain, but overcast is good. It keeps the sun down and keeps it cool.
What a day it is here, as the Marion County Fair is now officially open. As of yesterday, I believe there was a ribbon-cutting ceremony, which is always nice. And by the way, if anybody's listening to this broadcast and would like to come over, we are located in the Picnic Pavilion. We'll be here through 10 a.m. today. Now, right now, it looks as if a lot of people are not on the midway. Only a very few concession stands are open at this particular point. Nobody really walking up and down the midway. And I know a lot of people do not arrive here at the fair until later on this day.
Well, I mean, you know, I I don't blame them. I don't think there's a whole lot to do here early in the morning. I mean, I think that, you know, by the time we get almost wrapped up, I think people will start, there'll be more people here. People will start coming.
And we'll certainly have people here tonight from 7:15 until 8 o'clock as we do our big nightly broadcast, our nightly check-in, which is always fun. 7:15 to 8 o'clock here from the Marion County Fair tonight. And I don't know what will be going on tonight, but we'll certainly find out, and you'll have to tune in. Don't forget that we are live tonight from 7:15 until 8 o'clock.
Well, that'll be good. I'm excited. There'll be people here, and you know, maybe we'll have some fair queens to turn down interviews.
And remember, that's all brought to you by Poet. Poet. The great people at Poet have allowed for our broadcast every year from the Marion County Fair. Now remember, if you're listening out there in listener land, you can contact us. We can't do the telephones from the Marion County Fair, but you can send us a message via Facebook. Mary has already sent us a message this morning saying terrific, and we're glad to know that people are out there listening on this Monday morning, Independence Week. Wow. Independence Week coming up on Saturday, the big 250th anniversary of our country. Now, did you get into any of the holistic medicine over the weekend? Did you put any castor oil in your belly button? Did you take any grounding episodes, go outside barefoot? Did you get in the shower and get out, you know, freezing cold temperature water?
No, I mean, I did do some looking into grounding. I mean, I just read more research. But grounding the way that I guess most people take it is like you know, you just no shoes and you go outside and stand in like the grass or the gravel and you know, I don't know, something like that. But the experiments that they did on grounding were for much much longer periods of time. Like they had like conductive mattresses, and they had these connected to the ground, and then you slept on conductive mattresses. Like, I don't know, it was the whole thing.
What's a conductive mattress?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume they have to have some kind of ground so they could connect to the ground, you know. But, I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you.
Well, that's very strange because I would have no idea what a conductive mattress is. Now, some people swear by this, and, you know, I don't want to poo-poo them because maybe it's right. Who knows?
Maybe they've got, like, metal sheets in there or something.
Well, some people might have metal sheets. That's certainly a possibility. But, you know, you look at all the animals out here. This doesn't start with the fair. This starts months and months ago, probably back about March, when people first get these animals and they have to take them to their homes and they start dealing with them on a day-to-day basis. You know, they got to feed these animals every day. They got to keep them in good shape. They got to walk them. And it all comes to a head this year at the Marion County Fair, during fair week, as it does each and every year. And it's also very interesting because this was a very poor weather, should we say, spring. So these kids had to deal with very chilly weather and very rainy weather this year, which I assume made this much more difficult.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it makes it much more. I mean, they stay in barns, I'd assume.
Well, I don't know if everybody's got a barn in 2026 who participates in these programs.
Where else they staying?
Well, no, what I said was this all starts back in March. Yeah. So I don't know where they stay. I don't know. Maybe they stay in the house with the people, as far as I know.
I would doubt that. Anyways, I mean, I don't know. I do like to see the kids do all the, I don't know, like right now they're washing and spraying off their sheep and things. But I don't know how much of this is actually done by the kids. And I feel, not to do the kids a disjustice, but I do see all the kids doing work right now. But I don't know how many of the kids took care of their animals year-round.
Well, who do you think's doing it?
Well, I mean, if it's not the kids, it's the parents.
Well, it's a family effort, then we've got to say that.
I guess, but I mean, isn't that supposed to be like a kid's animal kind of thing, you know?
Well, it's supposed to be, but I don't know that it always works out that way.
I mean, probably. I mean, I don't know. There were kids, now, I mean, they could have just been lying through their teeth, but there were kids when I was in school who did 4-H who showed, you know, the cows and sheep and things. And they said that, like, their parents would, like, wake them up you know, before they went to school, and they'd go out there and feed the animals and, you know, shovel the manure and things like that. So,
you want to give your first try here? Your first rejection? Here comes the first rejection of the year from a queen, I'm sure. But you know what? That doesn't deter us from trying to get queens here at the Marion County Fair. One just walked by. I'm sure she will deny, Matt. That has been a common thing here at the Marion County Fair. But, you know, it never stops us from trying. We always try because we always strive to have the best broadcast available here for you. And, again, this is all brought to you by Poet. And they have, I believe, sponsored our coverage the last 2 years here at the Marion County Fair. So that is a great, great thing. And they are a great organization that supports a lot of community events. Now, Matt is shaking hands right now. He did that in a very proper way. But will this get us a queen? Probably not. Well, she's not coming with him, so this has to be a bad sign. Could be our first denial of the year. I always like when we get our first denial. It's the first of many that go on each and every year at the Marion County. Oh, here it comes, the first denial. I enjoy it.
She said, no, I'm good. I was like, okay.
You know, that is such a weird thing because for years, that's what these kids were told to do, go out and talk about their animals. That was the whole point. So I don't know what is wrong with the kids at the Marion County Fair where this has become an issue.
I don't know. I think people are just not sociable anymore. I think I blame technology. You gotta be like an old man sometimes and blame technology. I think that the excessive use of phones and whatnot has led people to not know how to actually communicate in person.
Did you notice which queen that was? What did her sash say?
Junior County Fair Queen.
Well, that's the Junior County Fair Queen does not want to promote the Marion County Fair.
Well, yeah, I guess. Seems that way. Or Princess, I guess. Sorry, Princess.
You can only do so much, I guess. Now, we should also say that the Sheriff's Station is here. The Sheriff's Office is here. They have a nice location in front of the Coliseum.
Right up next to the Republican tent.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, you never know when there'll be trouble. So you got to be ready for that sort of trouble here at the fair. And again, it's a beautiful morning here. It's not very hot right now at all. I wouldn't say hot at all. 43 minutes past the 8 a.m. hour, and here we are. And who knows what will happen as the week goes along at the fair.
That's my cousin.
Oh, well, that's nice that you said hello.
Yeah, I mean, I think so, yeah. Wonder where everybody else is at.
Well, she didn't seem very happy to see you.
I don't know. I mean, she's busy, I guess.
Yeah, she looks like she's in a hurry.
I don't think she shows animals. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what she's doing.
Well, you know how it goes. People just come out at the fair. Now, I'm not sure if any of the county commissioners are out here as of yet. Dr. Mark Davis, Andy Apatheller, Kevin Davidson, our current array of Marion County commissioners, but I don't know if any of them are perusing the grounds of the Marion County Fair yet. A little different this year that I believe the grand opening festivities took place on Sunday. Let people know what happened Sunday. Usually there isn't a day of the fair by the time we get here on Monday. This is usually day number one, but this year they did it a little different. What have we already missed?
Not a whole lot. Oh, sorry, that's the wrong Sunday. That'll do it. Okay. Apparently they were open on Saturday? Oh, no, that's just check-ins. I see. Okay, yeah, so on Sunday there was a half-off entry, and there were no rides, though, so if you came, you weren't doing any riding. There was a poultry market show with I guess, parent advisors in the Evers Arena. There was a livestock judging contest also in the Evers Arena. Harness racing yesterday as well on the grandstands. There were opening ceremonies, I guess, in honor of Karen Seckel at the Coliseum. More feed, like dairy showmanship, rabbit showmanship, that's one and two. And then there was a hymnal sing with Dayspring Wesleyan Church at the Picnic Pavilion. And they also had swine showmanship. Look at that.
Now, Karen Seckel, I believe she has some ties here, deep ties to the Marion County Fair. I believe, matter of fact, she might have cut the ribbon this year to open the Marion County Fair.
Well, that's good. You know, I mean, she was... That'd be what I guess.
Does it give any indication of who she is?
Nope, just says honoring that it honored Karen Sackle.
Well, that's very interesting. Let people know what's going on tomorrow here.
Tomorrow? Flip the page over, sorry, the big thing. Okay, on Tuesday, there's, I guess, mud pies. You can turn in a mud pie, and they'll put it in the arts and crafts building. There's a rabbit breeding show in Evers Arena, dairy breeding show, followed by dairy feeder classes in Evers Arena. That's going to be, by the way, both of those are at 9 a.m. in Evers Arena North and South. The Real Dirt Pies competition is at 10 a.m. Skillet throwing, that's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know why we're throwing skillets, but we are. Skillet throwing in the horse arena and wrench throwing in the horse arena. 3 p.m. rides open, so there you go. Don't bring kids until after 3, otherwise you're going to be annoyed to the ends of the earth about rides. There's going to be a sheep show in the Evers Arena, a lamb show in the Evers Arena. Those are 3 hours apart. The sheep show was at 3 p.m. The lamb show was at 6 p.m., both in Evers Arena South. There's figure eight and trailer races in the grandstand at 7 p.m. And then at 11 p.m., I didn't even know that... never mind. I guess that's for the people. Release time for hogs going home or non-sale hogs going to Lynx.
You know, I was just looking here. Apparently, this year we're honoring Karen Sekel at the fair, and she has attended something like 70-something Marion County Fairs. Where is that? 78 years of attending the Marion County Fair. Holy mackerel. Well, she's been here a long time.
Well, yeah, that's pretty good. You know, 78 years is, that's a lifetime.
Well, it can seem like a lifetime. That's certainly for sure. Do we know how many years the Marion County Fair... Oh, there's another queen. Matt, this one's got looks like some kind of...
I think it's the same one.
Is it?
Same one.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, anyway. You know, hope springs eternal here at the Marion County Fair. 48 minutes past the hour, our first hour broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. We're having a tremendous time. And by the way, if you're out here, 8 to 10 in the morning, 7 to 8 at night, please stop by and say hello. We enjoy talking to you on the big broadcast here. We know a lot of people, their only access to the Marion County Fair is through us each and every year. Now, Matt, this is your third year at the fair, fourth year?
I think fourth year.
I believe it is the fourth year. What are some of your memories of fairs past? You say this is your favorite event every year, and hopefully we'll have a mashup video this year as we do every year from the fair. What's your favorite memories from years past?
I don't know. I think the first one was really good. I don't know why. Maybe it was just because it was the first. I thought the first one was really good. We had George came in, sang PS117 in the Coliseum. You know, had a whole bunch of people clapping for him. We interviewed a lot of people. We interviewed Sheriff Bales. I mean, we had the ping pong cup guy shoot a ping pong ball, or Mary Ellen shot a ping pong ball and he caught it. I mean, that was pretty neat. I don't know, there's always a lot going on. The pie auctions are always fun. You always get to see, you know, what the pies are. Pies always look good.
Now, those events have all kind of went by the wayside here, haven't they? The like Farmer John and Solo Cup Man and the magicians.
I only walked down the midway, but it does seem that way. I didn't see anything like that. I mean, obviously the Solo Cup guy, I guess, never had a spot. No one on here does to say about musicians, but they do have like active, like over where Farmer Travis was previously. They have
Farmer Travis. That's right.
They have some kind of activity now. I don't know 100% what it is, but they have some kind of activity there. So a thing to do.
You know, and I think the first day of the fair, a lot of things change today. Like when we show up tomorrow morning, they will have moved a lot of things. They will have made adjustments that they need to make for the rest of the week of the fair.
Well, they already did that.
Who did?
Well, This is our first day at the fair. The fair's already been open a day.
Right, but I think yesterday probably was not very well attended due to the nature of opening early and not having the rides open.
I don't know. I mean, I assume everybody who was here was here. I mean, I don't know who all, you know, but, I mean, they had things going on. There was harness racing, you know. Harness racing, people like that.
There was harness racing yesterday?
Yep.
Wow.
And I was going to say and today, but I don't know that for certain. No, today's Tough Truck. Oh, there is harness racing today also. Yes, 11 a.m. at the grandstands.
And so it was yesterday and today?
Yesterday and today.
Well, maybe that's why they started a day early this year. Because usually harness racing is on Monday and Tuesday, and this year it was on Sunday and Monday. Now, this is the broadcast live from the Marion County Fair, WGH, brought to you by Poet, and we hope you are enjoying this. Now, remember, if you want to comment on anything we're talking about, please do it through Facebook or through email, because we cannot take any phone calls, obviously, because we are broadcasting from the Marion County Fair grounds. We are in the picnic pavilion here as the sheep bay and probably will all week long. But I think a lot of them are getting shaved right now.
I don't think they're getting shaved. I think they're getting sprayed down and dried off. The only thing that they leave on is like the little like boots they got going on there. The fur around the feet.
Now from Phil, who's out there listening this morning, he said, Matt said everybody who was here was here. Well, that certainly does say a lot.
I mean, there's a lot of people, I mean, you know, a lot of the rural kids, I don't know who all came for things like that, but like I said, I mean, harness racing was yesterday. I mean, there was a lot of showmanship yesterday, so, I mean, I'd assume there had to be at least some attendance.
Well, I think there was some attendance. I just think without rides and starting a day early, that it probably was not what a normal opening day at the fair would be.
They had hymns. They sang hymns.
Yeah, well, that'll pack them in.
Why not? I think could, maybe. I bet you there were a lot of people here who were at the thing.
Were you here?
No.
Nup said. There you go. Hymn time must not have packed them in, although I think that's a very noble activity to do at the fair, and I have not heard of hymn time in the past, but you know what? I think that's a great thing. If you're going to do events in the picnic pavilion, why not hymn time?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think so too. Now, 54 minutes past the hour here, and again, if you're listening out there, send us a message via Facebook or via email. We enjoy hearing from you, and we hope the broadcast is coming through loud and clear, and it must be, because we are getting a lot of feedback from people in the studio, and that is always of optimum importance.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose feedback's always nice. You can fix the problems that you may or may not have.
Well, if people can't hear us, it's kind of a moot point to be here doing this.
Well, yeah. I'd agree. I think that follows.
So that's why we like to have people hearing us here with the morning show, and that's why we do it all week long here from the fair. And again, don't forget our special evening broadcast each and every night, 7:15 to 8 p.m., and then we also cover that big pie auction on Friday starting at 3 p.m. Now, last year, the pie auction took a little bit of a dip in money, I think.
I think so. Per average, I think it fell down. And I think the highest pie wasn't so high.
Well, that's interesting that it all happened that way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember why I don't remember what the pie was for that sold for so much money last time, but yeah, I know that the pie that was sold last year did not sell for as much as it did prior.
Well, and I wonder if that was a political thing, because the politicians love to buy the pies, but, you know, here we are again in a year where you're probably not going to have a whole lot of candidates here, unless maybe you see some of the statewide candidates show up Friday for the pie auction.
You know, if I was Vivek Ramaswamy, I'd withdraw some of that $1 billion I'd have, and I'd come down here and just buy every single pie.
Why are people so obsessed with this man's $1 billion? So the man has $1 billion. Let him have $1 billion.
I'm not taking it from him. He can have $1 billion, yeah.
But I don't know why he'd be a poor governor just because he has $1 billion.
I just tend to think that billionaires don't look out for people, otherwise you wouldn't be a billionaire.
I don't know that everybody looks out for everybody. I mean, I think that's kind of a hard road to go.
Well, I don't think you got to look out for everybody, but if you are a billionaire, your capability to look out for more people is certainly there than you know, say somebody who's making like, you know, 45 grand a year. Billionaires can take care of some people.
Well, certainly billionaires have some money, but I don't know if that's the litmus test that we should be judging people by.
Again, I'm not saying he'd be a poor governor because he's a billionaire. I just think the billionaires tend to not look out for your average person.
Now, we should say that there are a lot of people now walking up and down the Midway. Now, not a lot of businesses are open as of yet, but it does look like people are walking up and down the Midway. Maybe they're coming out of their RVs, and they've decided that morning has sprung here, and it's time to get out of bed and enjoy the second day of the Marion County Fair. Now, from Phil out here this morning, billionaires out of touch with the average Joe and Jane.
I'd agree to that, yeah. I mean, I think that they, I mean, you know, $1 billion, I mean, I think the average salary in the yearly salary in the United States, I think, or in Ohio, I think is something like $42,000. I mean, you know, you've got to be so far out of reality with $1 billion that you do not understand the struggles of your average day person. I don't care how much you think you do. You're not struggling by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I don't know. They might be struggling.
If you're struggling as a billionaire, I want to know what you're doing with your money.
Well, investing it in a campaign.
A billion? Well, I mean, he certainly hasn't invested $1 billion into his campaign, and I guarantee you he's got all the PAC behind him. So, I mean, I'm not... Well, not, you know, obviously, I think Amy Acton's got some, like, you know, of her own little PACs behind her. But I think that as far as the Republican PACs go, I think Ramaswamy's got them all.
Well, and there's also this thing about flying over the fair, which I really don't understand.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I think I'm more, I don't really care that he's got a private jet. I mean, like I said, if I had a private jet and I was running for office, yes, I'd probably use it to get around from place to place more quickly so I could do more rallies. I mean, I think that makes sense from my perspective, at least. I mean, now, I don't know, I guess, how other people look at it, but, I mean, I don't blame them for using it. I'd do the same thing if I had the private jet.
You know what's interesting about the Marion County Fair is I think this is a very generational thing. I think a lot of the parents showed animals here. I think then the kids show animals here. And I would even dare say at this particular point the grandkids are showing animals here.
Probably, yeah. I mean, you know, it's been going on for, I don't know, a while now. So I'd assume that, yeah, I mean, there's probably some lineage of showing at the fair.
Well, and somebody like Karen Seckel, who's been here for over 70 years, I think that certainly shows something.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, coming to the fair 78 years is, I mean, you know, that's some dedication.
All right, we got to take a break. We're going to come back next hour. Enjoy the top of the news features. Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, live from the Marion County Fair, brought to you by Poet. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere at this point.